Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Chief Game Warden Bob Timian. Bob, we have hunting season's just around the corner. Fall fishing's going to pick up. There's a program out there, the RAP program, Report All Poachers program, that hunters and anglers can call if they witness a violation. Tell me a little bit about that program.
Well, that program's been on out there for years now, and I think most people are familiar with it. Most people just call it RAP, Report All Poachers, but it's just a method that sportsmen in the state, hunters, fishermen, or anybody can, if they see a potential violation, they can call it in and can remain anonymous, and if it leads to conviction, possibly get a reward.
This day and age, with everybody having a cell phone, obviously they don't want to confront the violators themselves, but call into the 1-800 number, give us those phone numbers.
Yes, if you're in North Dakota and you have a 701 area code, you can call toll-free 1-800-472-2121. If you do not have a 701 area code on your phone, like a lot of people with cell phones from out of state, you can call 701-328-9921.
What are some of the questions that they, when they call the 1-800 number, that state radio or the RAP program will ask the people who witnessed the violation?
Obviously they will probably ask who it is, and of course you can elect to remain anonymous should you choose to do so, but it's, you know, why do you think it's a violation? You know, what's the activity you're seeing out there? Are they shooting at night, shining spotlights, or even you think somebody is taking too many fish? What exactly are you reporting? And then when you give them that information, there probably be some follow-up questions such as, can you identify the people, their vehicle, a license plate number, a boat registration number, how many people? Those will be questions. And is it going on right now? That's really important. Is it an ongoing activity, or is it something you had witnessed previously? Because for violations, especially if it's ongoing, timing and getting it to our officers so they can respond is critical. But if it's already over and you're reporting it after the fact, while timing is still helpful, it's not nearly as critical. We will get people to respond to that call. Also, they'll probably ask for a callback number, your phone number, so that when they get it to a warden can call you directly and ask you follow-up questions and get more specific information.
And there is a reward in some of these cases.
Yes, in general, if you report a potential violation that turns out to actually be a violation and there results in a conviction, that's important, you are eligible for a RAP reward. And the amount of the reward is based on the case itself. And that's decided by a RAP board, not the department.
So if you're out there and you witness a violation, don't run up to the person and say, I just saw you do this or saw you do that. Best thing to do is call one of the game wardens.
Yeah,
and call the numbers.
If you witness what you believe to be a violation, don't confront the individuals, make the call. We will take care of a confrontation with the person or interviewing the person directly. If that's our job. Your job is just to report it.
And if you know your local warden, you know, in some of these smaller towns, they all have cell phones.
Yes, you don't have to call a 1-800 number or the 328 number or even our office. You can call the warden direct. All of our wardens have cell phones. Their number is available. If you cannot get a hold of him, please leave a message, and most of the wardens on their message machine will direct you to another phone call if need be, if they're not available.
And as we mentioned earlier, it's not just for hunting violations, fishing violations, any game and fish violation.
Any game and fish violation, hunting, fishing, trapping, doesn't matter.
Thanks, Bob.
There are a number of hunting seasons opening here in the next couple of months. Dove season opens Friday, September 1st, along with archery deer, archery pronghorn, and the mountain lion seasons also open September 1st. Grouse and partridge seasons open on Saturday, September 9th. The youth deer season opens Friday, September 15th. Youth waterfall season is set to open on Saturday, September 16th. The early waterfall season for residents opens Saturday, September 23rd. And the regular waterfall season opens Saturday, September 30th, along with the youth pheasant season. pronghorn firearm season opens October 6th, and the regular pheasant season opens on Saturday, October 7th, and the deer gun season opens Friday, November 10th.
For Chief Game Warden Bob Timian and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week in Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.